Well, if you went to bed early last night thinking the Sox had beat the Orioles in Game 3 of their four-game series, you missed this.
1-2 is bounced towards the hole. Diving stop by Reynolds. He fires to Johnson in time. And the ball game is over, and the Orioles come back to win it.
A late rally put the O's ahead, leaving the Sox to steal defeat from the jaws of victory once again.
Oh, groan the pain. And joining us now to talk about this, as he does most Wednesdays, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey there, Bill.
Anthony, how you doing?
Well,
Not as well as could be expected.
I got to tell you,
point.
So tonight is the last regular season game at Fenway Park. If the Sox win, they can earn a split with the lowly last place Baltimore Orioles. There's something to cheer about. There's something we can all cheer for.
They have Josh Beckett going tonight.
All right.
He is basically the only healthy and effective starting pitcher they have left. It's a kind of a dreary situation, win or lose at this point. There are so many people hurting.
This seems like really like we're being treated to the Sox of old.
Yeah, although, as I say, they do have a bit of an excuse. An awful lot of guys are banged up, and more than some of them are pitchers, and that makes it awfully tough, even facing a team like the Orioles, where you're kind of crossing your fingers every time you're changing pitchers, and your starters are giving you, at most, an inning and a third. That's a little discouraging.
If I remember correctly, you told us not long in the distant past that it would take a historic slump for the Sox to fall out of the playoffs.
And they haven't fallen out yet. The Yankees are helping us, those of us who root for Boston, by beating Tampa. And so,
go Yankees.
Not to worry. As long as Tampa can't win, it won't matter that Boston can't win either.
We do find ourselves in that strange situation of rooting for the Yankees now.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun. They've always been a class organization, don't you think?
I'm getting used to the pinstripe. So I'm thinking of getting me a suit of pinstripes. Meanwhile, speaking of the Yankees, unlike the Red Sox, Jonathan Papelbon, who blew that save last night, the Yankee closer, Mariano Rivera, is setting new records.
He is now the most accomplished closer of all time, having shut out the Twins in the ninth inning on Monday night. And, you know, you got to say, even if you live within the confines of Route 128, it couldn't happen to a more deserving player. Terrific guy in terms of endurance, humility. He doesn't throw his fist into the air or bang himself on the chest. He simply walks away from the mound after he's done his job. And he's done his job brilliantly more than anybody else who's ever been a closer.
Well, Bill, much as I hate to say it, if we could just depart from the Red Sox for a little bit and talk a little about football, New England fans can take a little solace in the fact that Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is breaking some records.
A lot of solace. Nobody has ever had a more productive first 2 weeks of the season than Tom Brady has had at quarterback for the Patriots. And then you go a little bit beyond Tom Brady and you see that the NFL is setting all kinds of offensive records around the league. There's zillions of yards in passing and running, dozens and dozens of touchdowns being scored. You know, for football fans who most appreciate people crossing the goal line, it's been a great 2 weeks.
And is, Bill, any theories as to why?
Well, you know, there's some people who know a lot more about the NFL than I do who cite rule changes, and that may be a part of the explanation. I wonder also if the offenses are just a little bit ahead of the defenses, in part because less time for coaches to work with players in the preseason because of the lockout.
Oh, interesting.
Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can, of course, hear every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBUR, and most Wednesdays with us on Radio Boston. Bill, thank you as always.
Thank you, Meghna.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, with the nation's poverty rate at its highest level since 1993, we'll look at poverty in the Northeast with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
And since we couldn't get enough in Anthony's interview, we're going to end today's show with more music from Joshua Redman and James Farm.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.